views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Truth is funny. With Colette Steffen, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Steffen.
Hello, this is Colette Marie Steffen. Welcome to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned for the next hour and experience instant relief when you tune into your intuition. Shift happens every Wednesday morning at 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific Time, live on the radio waves and in the archives at thetruthisfunny.com and at transformationtalkradio.com. And the energetic shifts are still accessible through what I call HSN, the Higher Self Network, if you are listening later. So this radio show has been a vehicle for me to show people how they can get creative solutions to their problems and shift their energy very quickly. So turning bothers into the ability to take any bother and, you know, delete it and then move forward in your life. And we do love to hear from you on the show, so you can call in with your own personal issues or bothers or something that you would like to shift today, 1-800-930-2819. Today on my show, I have Phil Free, and he first began using energy work to improve his life when he was affected by allergy symptoms in 1998 and has continued to apply energy techniques for everyday issues to facilitate improvement for himself, his family, friends, clients, and he feels very strongly that others can benefit from it too. Phil was born and raised in San Francisco to French parents. He grew up bilingual and received a journeyman certificate from the Musicians Institute in Los Angeles in 2001. Phil has lived up and down the coast of California and is now settled in Tucson, Arizona with his family. And so Phil and I have been working together for probably 8 years now, and it's always a pleasure to have you on the show. Phil, are you there?
Yes, I am. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Oh, you're very welcome. So, you know, you and I were kind of talking, I think it was a few days ago, about what the what we're feeling, the energy, and what came up was money. what's the number one weakness now for people? There's a lot of people that are weak to money right now. And, you know, money just equals energy. So I'm just going to give you the floor. Tell us about, you know, what, you know, how can people attract more money and let go of their fears of money?
Sure. So you're asking about weaknesses, or, you know, basically, and we have a lot of misinformation, and that's a big piece of it. And then another part of it is that people are intimidated or fearful about money, and sometimes too excited about it too. So either way, when our energy is not balanced with money, it's, you know, it may not be balanced with us either. And so if we balance our energy with money, then it'll be more balanced. I mean, money is a very simple concept in principle, very, very simple. I mean, if we go back to, you know, being in kindergarten, explaining it to a kindergartner, I mean, you know, if you want to exchange an apple for an orange, okay, that's cool. Okay, an apple for, oh, an orange I don't have today. So here, I'll write an IOU that I'll give you my orange tomorrow. And that little paper is essentially money. And so from that standpoint, you know, it's just an exchange. It's just it's goods, exchange of goods. And this money is just kind of IOU for goods of that we can exchange. And so from that standpoint, there's nothing so powerful or not so powerful about it. It's just exchange. So it's something not to get too caught up in or fearful or get, you know, like all these grand pursuit of money. It's not really pursuit of money. It's just managing our energy, and that manages our money too.
That sounds so much simpler. Because when you say chasing, you know, when people think about chasing after money, it makes it seem like it's out of the grasp or out of the reach is kind of how, you know, it's coming in. And but if it's in within your control just by balancing your own energy, that just sounds way easier.
Sure, and it is. So let's give a very basic example. Again, going back to kindergarten, the example, you know, I was already starting on. You know, if I'm the kid who has the apple and I want your orange and, you know, you want the apple, you know, but if I make myself a bad deal, like one day, I don't know, I'm feeling bad or I don't know why, I decide to give the apple for free and not get anything in return, then that's not a real good investment in a sense for myself. I've, you know, let go of some of my energy and I've not gotten any energy in return. So that's the kind of basic, very basic way of keeping track of our energy. Let's not give away our energy. Let's exchange our energy. Let's give fair deals that are win-win situations for both parties. And like, okay, well, if I want that orange and the other person wants my apple, then that's a win-win when we trade. We're both happy with that trade. If I give him the apple and I get nothing in return, he might be happy, but I'm probably not happy. And, you know, certainly I shouldn't make a habit of it. You know, once in a while we can get away with giving things for free, but if we're constantly giving things for free, then we're really weakening ourselves.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of times, a lot of people do have a weakness, especially people who tend to listen to shows like this one, have a tendency to have a weakness to receiving as much as they give. And
sure.
So do you want to say something about that?
Well, yeah, I mean, so a lot of that will come from that misinformation, you know, and they'll come from not understanding that money represents our energy on so many levels. So some of these people have been taught to be nice in their lives. And a lot of times you might have mothers or fathers or other people who insist that kids be nice all the time, or sometimes that they be selfless, that they do jobs for free and things like that. And
that's how I was raised.
There you are.
Be nice.
There you are.
Yeah.
So from that standpoint, the child is not understanding this is an exchange. They think that it's up to them to just be charitable all the time. And then sometimes they take that into their adulthood, and they don't know how to receive energy or take in energy, and they just keep giving it away, not understanding that dynamic, and thinking mm-hmm. they're being nice all along, but what they're really doing is draining their own energy constantly.
And when we drain our energy in that way, what happens? Does it affect our bottom line?
Well, sure, because just think about it with money, you know, if I start with like $500 and I'm, you know, constantly giving it away and I'm not receiving anything, it's not long before I get to zero.
Yeah.
So
that sounds like such a simple concept.
It is. And then people complicate it so much that, you know, people get all this stress and have to go to therapy for this stuff. People want to commit suicide over getting fired or, you know, not getting the job they wanted and things like that. And it's like, wow, we're really, really far off from this real simple, simple, basic concept of exchange. That's all it is at heart.
Yeah, and you know, it's a form of appreciation for services exchanged. If it's not like a physical object that a person is using money to purchase, there's also exchanges of energy as far as you know, work and that. And so we'll talk about that when we come back. We're due for a quick break here right away. And we do have a caller on the line, which we will get in touch with you right after the break. We'll take your call. You are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio with Colette Marie Steffen. And my guest today is Phil Free. And when we return, we will share more ways to make more money, have more fun with money, and share your energy in more fun ways using money. How's that sound? Call in 1-800-930-2819. Let's make some shift happen.
Awaken to your radiant radiant, authentic self. For over 15 years, Soul Purpose Advocate Nancy Monson has been focused on leading change in the lives of those looking to live their true purpose. She is devoted to supporting people in living a soul-directed life every day. Let Nancy help you overcome fear, worry, and doubt. Visit everydayspirituality.com to learn how Nancy can be your Soul Purpose Advocate.
What are vibes? We often use this word, but did you know vibes can actually be useful and help solve our everyday challenges? Embark on an exciting learning journey with Caitlin Keat, 11-time Visionary Award winner, specialist in vibrational energy, and the creator of Vibes Up. Join Caitlin as she takes you through the world of vibrational therapy and energy healing with natural solutions for a modern world. Visit vibesup.com to learn more today.
A word of caution, if you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
Are you ready for a game changer? Sarah Westall is bringing you Business Game Changers Radio. Sarah brings you leading experts, visionaries, and newsmakers who provide the best commentary on big issues and cutting-edge innovations. Sarah's 20 years as a business executive will help you think like an entrepreneur with expertise, energy, and attitude. Tune in to Business Game Changers Mondays at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hi everyone, this is Dr. Pat. The ancient Inca root vegetable maca is world-renowned for its wide array of health benefits. As a family-run company of true maca specialists, the maca team's mission is to provide you with fresh, organic, premium-quality maca powders at a fair price. Amazing. All of the products are always organically grown, fair-traded, GMO-free, fresh, and potent. So don't take my word for it. Experience the life-changing benefits of maca today. Visit themacateam.com.
Almost everyone at some time in their lives ask themselves, what am I? Most of our questions are ego-generated and simply don't address the problem of our false self. It's time to relax your ego and embody your soul. Dr. Dan Cohen, neurologist, inventor, and author, has created tools to awaken, a new way to transform from who you thought you were into what you truly are. Visit toolstoawaken.com.
Call 30 WPLQ.
We're back on The Truth is Funny with Colette Marie Steffen and my guest today, Phil Free. Phil, just share your contact information with people in case they want to get in touch with you.
They can email me, whatphil@hotmail.com, whatphil@hotmail.com.
Awesome. And as I said, you can call in 1-800-930-2819. Before we take Joanna's call, she's from Poland, I just wanted to mention, I was picking up a lot of energy, and I just wanted to clear this for everybody right now today, because we have a solar eclipse that is, on between the 8th and the 9th here. It was, started, I think, around my time here yesterday, around supper time. And the solar eclipse, it does have a major effect on a lot of people's energy. A lot of people do feel it. And so if you're feeling a little off, I'm just getting a lot of emails, people panicking. I don't know what's going on with my emotions. I feel so stressed out. I'm anxious. I can't sleep. I feel off. These are really commonly what I'm hearing from people right now. So just to be aware, everybody go to your midline, just feel your spine here and feel your heart and just recognize that, you know, you're on the earth at the right time, at the right place. And the solar eclipse is just like when the sun disappears for a few seconds, but it has a kind of, it's like a blackout I'm getting. And so energetically, it just has like kind of a, it's almost like a reset button is what I'm getting. And so there's a lot of times with, because the sun's blocked out for that moment, and we can't even see it, a lot of us, but it still has an energetic effect on us. And so we just, well, not, doesn't have to, but I'm just finding a lot of people are telling me that it is right now. So, you know, if this is affecting you and you're feeling kind of off, just, you know, strengthen yourself to the speed that you're going at right now. And recognize, you know, like feel your feet on the ground and recognize that, you know, your daily routine needs to be strengthened. And that this is a really actual wonderful opportunity for people to let go of real, you know, old stuff and move into better. So having said that, I just wanted to point that out to people. And now we're going to go to Joanna, our first caller from Poland. Joanna, are you there?
Hi, hello, Colette and Phil.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. Hi. Yes, I've been listening to your the shift that you were doing right now, and I was thinking maybe this is what is happening to me.
Yeah.
I called in, I can't remember, maybe a few weeks ago, and I was in a kind of transition, and I needed to take a decision in my life, and things finally fell into place, and I'm moving abroad. So,
oh,
and
yay.
I'm in the middle
Good
of packing.
You. Are you
I'm
happy about that?
Yes, I'm moving to England.
How long did it take for things to fall into place?
Oh, I think it's a few weeks, and because, you know, the biggest concern was my daughter, but now she's happy. She's happy.
Yeah, there we go.
She's
so,
excited.
You know, things have a way. I'm glad, like, because it felt, I remember you called in because I just asked Phil. I said, I think it may have been when Phil was correcting, like, that week, too. So I just want to.
Might have been.
Yeah.
Yes, and it wouldn't be that easy if not for energy and for the shift. I think it's like if anything has to move, it just needs to I need to do an energetic shift, and even for myself. And I actually called because I'm in the moving, I'm packing, and one third of things I'm going to give away to friends and to maybe somebody that will need things. And on the other side, I felt that my body goes so weak. And I remembered last week you were talking about you were also shredding things and you were strengthening. And I was just thinking, oh my God, I felt the tightness in my chest. And this morning I thought I'm going to stop breathing, basically.
Okay, so you take a deep breath now. And just tell us, like, okay, so you're feeling anxious about the move and about the packing. How much is that bothering you, 0 to 10? 10 being the worst.
Well, the biggest thing that I'm getting bothered is moving my rest. I think mostly I'm anxious. The most anxious I'm about the travel for my animals, really.
Okay.
I think it's
the travel
so much packing.
From what country are you moving from, and
Poland.
What country are you moving to?
Poland. I'm moving to England.
You're moving from Poland?
Yes.
Okay, and what country are you moving to?
England.
England, okay. So on a scale of 0 to 10 right now, how much is it bothering you?
Around 5.
Yeah, it's already dropped, hasn't it? Phil, what are you picking up here? Like, what's I'm just getting this, you know, whenever you move from one country to another, you want to make sure that you're strong to leaving the country that you're in and then strong to the country you're moving to. What are you picking up, Phil?
Okay, so just there's just apprehension about a new life and about new things. So just a lot of people go through that. Just so neutralize all that. So sometimes it's just like you're mistaking excitement for fear. So we're just going to strengthen you to the excitement of your new journey and everything you're excited about, that you don't have to associate with fear or turn the excitement into fear. So you can look forward to things you don't know. That's how you are when you're a kid. That's how we all are when we're kids. When we get adults, we're like, oh, we get scared of, you know, the new things. And it's like, why? You know? So look forward to it. It's, you know,
that's
just
true, Phil, isn't it? Like, people have a tendency to really shut that kind of explorer, you know, pioneer energy off. And why is that?
Well, a lot of things, a lot of misinformation we absorb along the way kind of shuts down our energy a bit. So just getting back in touch with the flowing energy of, you know, when we were childlike and we were able to explore freely without so much fear, or, you know, we just use our senses more. You know, if we feel like, oh, that's a dangerous place, we don't go there, you know. And it's like, okay, well, just live your life that way. Know that, you know, you can explore and use your feelings, be in the moment. If, you know, like a child, if you sense, oh, there's a dark forest and it doesn't look safe, then don't go. You know.
Yeah.
So, when you arrive to England, do the same thing. Just use your judgment, you know, follow the strong energy. If it feels weak, it feels, you know, not strong, then don't go there, you know?
But it was very, very interesting when she was telling about, like, when she first got on here and was talking about it. I know you have, someone had a plane fly over their house, and it sounded like World War II. And that energy came in, you know, of people being displaced from their homes. Being taken from people,
right.
People being forced to leave countries. I'm just picking up some ancestral fears coming from her.
I lived in England for 2 years, but now I'm going, I lived there as a single person, and now I'm going with my daughter, so it's also something new. It's a different life.
It's going to strengthen you to that. It's kind of, what's coming up is it's new, but it's also the same. Because you've already done this one. And what age were you? What age were you in England?
Ten years ago.
10 years ago.
Ten years ago when
I came. And so your daughter is how old?
Almost exactly.
She's really? What?
My daughter is 9 and a half at the moment. Well,
okay.
I came back to Poland, I was pregnant with my daughter, and now.
There we go. Okay, because that's what I was picking up, some of that. So we're just going to get you strong to that. That, like, she's actually returning to England because you were pregnant when you were in England with her. So we'll just strengthen, in some weird way, it's just coming up that because she was conceived in England, that. She's actually returning home. And so we'll just strengthen that, like that it could be home for both of you, and that she could also feel at home when she's in Poland. That the important thing is, let's get everybody strong, everyone listening in. You know, I talk about this a lot, that we are not, you know, just physical beings here. We're whole beings. And so we want to make sure our body, soul, and our spirit are all intact and that they're all in balance. And so we want to make sure that we're energetically in alignment with what we're doing, so that any external forces coming from outside of us, that we're strong to them, and anything that, you know, gets triggered from inside of us, that we also recognize that and get strong to that, so that we don't go into that thing. And Phil, you nailed, like, that's exactly what I was getting too, is that she was misinterpreting fear and excitement. And so we just get, you know, you strong that you can differentiate between the two. I'm getting that was from your ancestors' fear of leaving countries. Where are you at now, Joanna? How do you feel number-wise?
Number two. It just comes to my mind.
Okay, and what I'm getting is...
But I feel so much better.
Yeah, there. Now you're going to go to neutral. I can feel it going. So just really recognize that you're always home when you're at home in your body. And
yeah,
so
because this is an issue for me. Any other words that
you would like to say to Joanna? Because we have Barb on the line when we come back from the break.
Sure. Stay centered. And again, I'm just getting for you just in general that... not believing so many things, okay? So just examine your beliefs, examine the things you assume are true, but you haven't examined, you know, that you haven't verified for yourself. Remember, you have a lot of energy in you that you can control, that you, and I want you to be strong to it. I want you to not let other people, not let the media, not let other people weaken you or deviate you from what you want to do, what you feel strong about doing.
Awesome. So, we have to go to break here. Thank you for calling in, Joanna. I am Colette Marie Steffen, and you're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. You can connect with me at thetruthisfunny.com and on social media, Facebook and Twitter, at The Truth is Funny with Colette. Call in if you want an opportunity to shift your life into better, 1-800-930-2819. We'll be right back with Feel Free.
Between the darkness on the street, the houses filling up with light, between the stillness in my heart and the roar of the approaching night.
The doctor is in. Tune in to the hit show, The Psychic Love Doctor, with host Deborah Lee. Deborah's life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. Join Deborah Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and for a special broadcast the second Thursday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Shine On Radio. Find Your Shine with Kelly is the show that celebrates what makes you, you. Join co-hosts Kelly Wadler and Dr. Pat Basile as they break down how to brilliantly fuel and move your body and love what makes you shine. Kelly is a professional arts and wellness coach dedicated to helping brilliant women find their confidence, energy, self-love, and shine. Tune in to Shine On Radio with Kelly and find your shine on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hi, I'm Tim Darter.
And I'm Steve Kramer.
Join us on Spirit Fire Radio. Discover how to add the mechanics of meditation to your day.
And watch yourself connect in a whole new way. Find the amazing moments in life's routines that often pass us by. Add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio.
Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. for your weekly guide to practical mindfulness. And to learn more, visit www.spiritfireradio.com.
Awaken to your radiant, authentic self. For over 15 years, Soul Purpose Advocate Nancy Monson has been focused on leading change in the lives of those looking to live their true purpose. She is devoted to supporting people in living a soul-directed life every day. Let Nancy help you overcome fear, worry, and doubt. Visit everydayspirituality.com to learn how Nancy can be your Soul Purpose Advocate.
Join the Pacific Northwest EFT Tappers at the 6th Annual Tappers Gathering, March 19th at Bastyr University in Seattle. You will learn EFT applications, forge a strong community, and share healing stories. The event raises money and awareness for EFT tapping scientific research. Net proceeds go to our 501c3 nonprofit to further prove the efficacy of EFT. Bring your cards and information for a fun and inspiring day of networking. Visit nwtappersgathering.com or call 360-661-6877.
You got attitude? Keys to the rescue. Adjust your attitude with Keys Clear Protein Waters. So refreshing. Just a few sips of Keys will give you a whole new outlook thanks to 22 grams of the happiest protein on earth. Tongue-tingling tasty without the guilt of naughty or nasty ingredients. If that doesn't put a smile on your face, maybe you need to drink too. Put a little woohoo in your attitude with Keys Protein Water. On Amazon or at Keys, K-E-E-S, please.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Between the darkness on the street and the houses filling up with light, between the stillness in my heart and the roar of the approaching night.
This is Colette Marie Steffen, and you're listening to The Truth is Funny. I have Phil Free here with me today. Feel free to call in 1-800-930-2819. And we were just talking with Joanna, and she kind of exemplified perfectly the solar eclipse energy, where all of a sudden you're making really big life choice changes in relationships, in moving location, etc. So thank you, Joanna. And we now have Barbara from Sherman Park on the line. Barbara, are you there?
Hi, Colette. Hi, Phil. Yes, I am here. It's from Sherman Park.
Hi. Yes. What can we do for you today?
Actually, I took that energetic upgrade with you.
Okay, cool.
We have another one coming up here with
Mark Kettenbach on, I'll be in Germany. I'm leaving in on the 15th. I leave for Germany.
Yeah,
I'm excited. It'll be a fun event.
Yeah, it does change your life for sure.
I'm just curious, what did you experience after the energetic upgrade seminar? How did your life change?
Oh, I felt really light, a lot happier. Things seem to fall into place a lot easier for me. The thing that I'm noticing now is I'm attracting a lot of people that need shifting.
Well, that's not that hard.
We're always dealing with that.
This is funny.
But at the beginning of the show, when you would, pardon me?
It's funny because when you do, Phil and I talk about this all the time, about how when you are really strong, you know, you're centered and you're really in your power like that, people are attracted to you. It's good for business. It's good for making money. It's good for having fun. Because if you stand in your power, you invite people around you to also stand in theirs. And
right.
That's what's happening to you. So that's really cool. I'm happy to hear that. What can we do for you today?
Well, my weakness is the money.
Okay.
When you were talking about...
So you're thinking about getting into maybe shifting, doing some... clientele?
Well, I do that, and then I also run my own business for fitness classes.
Okay,
but I find that I'm one of these...
Let's get a number from you. How much is bothering you, the money thing? 10 being the worst.
Probably 6 or 7.
Okay. So, Phil, what are you picking up? What's holding her back here from receiving money?
All right, so a couple things I'm noticing. On the one hand, there are areas where you give yourself away, so just plugging up the leaks there. And then again, that's just going to be, it's going to happen in, you know, real time. These are going to be real time decisions that you're going to be making, and you're going to have to make spur of the moment decisions. You're going to be like and up to now you go with your nervous decision a lot of times. It's time to go with your strong decision. If you feel that you know it's not strong, then it's either time to address it some more or not go with that decision.
Phil, can you just elaborate on that? What do you mean by her nervous, so that she understands what you're talking about?
Well, anytime somebody will put you in a situation where you have to make a decision on the spot, like, okay, hey, no, do we accept this offer or do we not, you know, whatever might be, and then, you know, we have to make that decision just based on that feeling right then and there. And a lot of times, you know, there's a nervous feeling, you know, that comes about, you know, when we get in touch with a certain answer, you know, and then it's important to get in touch with the other answer too and see, well, which of the two feelings feels better, you know, and maybe neither of them feel good. So that's also something to examine, or maybe both of them feel good. So you can't lose either way. And ideally we get ourselves in situations like that where, you know, no matter which way we go, we can't lose, you know? So even putting yourself in more of those situations, finding more win-win situations with people that, the exchange is good no matter what. And then the other side of it is like for Barbara here is like the pursuit of money is also a little bit of weakness. Like we talked about, like sometimes the excitement in the sense that, okay, like in this culture we make it so grandiose, the idea of making a lot of money, like it's so great and makes our life so wonderful and everything else. I would say, look, just, you know, let's make money with a purpose, you know. It's like if I want something and I need this much money for it, then yeah, you know, I can make that much money or put this much energy to receive that energy so I can buy that, so to speak. But again, it's such a simple equation. There's nothing mystical or magical about it, you know. So just keep it very real and real, like, you know, what do I want? Why do I want money? You know, okay, am I willing to do this to get money? Yes, okay, I can exchange this for that. That's a fair deal, or et cetera, et cetera. That's all it is.
Okay. And I guess
I just want to check in with you here, Barbara. Like now when you feel your energy.
Yeah.
How does it feel to you?
It's a lot calmer. It's about, I'd say, 3.
Yeah, I was seeing you like kind of like, you know, used car salesman. Like chasing after people, you know, like as if you forcing people to give them money to, you know, like having to be aggressive about chasing after people for money. And so you don't want to chase after money like a dog chasing cars. You know, that's another thing, image that was coming to mind with you is like just, you know, not like kind of like not quite being able to catch what you want. And so I'm just, let's get you strong to being really clear on what you want. I'm getting for you, some people don't need to be as clear or don't put as much energy into it, but I'm getting for you to really be clear, like, what will I spend this money on? What will it look like? If it's a car, what color is it going to be? What's the interior going to look like? What, all of those things. And the feeling that you get of being in that car, of being, of having received it and having gratitude. That's, you know, why Mark and I talked a lot about so much about gratitude, because gratitude means that you've already gotten what you want. When you wish for something, it leaves you, wishing for something means that you didn't get it yet, so you're still wishing for it. And so having a wish and receiving it, that's coming up weak for you a little bit. So like kind of like wish upon a star kind of energy. And so we strengthen you to receive abundance from the universe. A lot of people are doing book work right now because it's accounting season. A lot of the governments around the world are collecting taxes right now. It's at this time of year. Or people are starting to be in the process of that. You know, so let's get everybody strong here to being accountable for their money and being able to count their money. See, you have a weakness that's coming up that if you have too much money, then you have to start counting it. And so that's kind of funny. Just strengthen you to counting your money. Phil,
that's
anything
what I'm doing
else?
Today, actually.
Phil, anything else here?
Sure. I mean, again, let's demystify this whole idea of money and the pursuit of money. Again, we are money. We are everything. Our, you know, again, like I said at the beginning, we have energy. So when we exchange our energy, we create money. You know, we create a service, you know, which gives money. So, again, we are money. We're money-making machines. So just being strong to yourself, how you act, how you exchange your energy. And, you know, don't make exchanges that are not good for you. And ideally, you get in situations with people where you have a win-win exchange.
Okay.
I like to, win-win-win, like three ways. So you win, the person that you exchange money with wins, and then the whole universe wins. Because this is something that, Phil, you and I talked, we want to talk about when we come back after this next break, is that really what's happening when you spend money or invest your money in something, what you are doing is you're voting with your dollar. So you're basically showing the universe, showing the government, showing the people around you what you're willing to put your money on. And so the choices and decisions every day that we make with our money is going to be indicative of the way that we want to, what our life values are, what we're willing to invest in. And so we want to strengthen that for everybody, that, you know, we get in touch with our authentic desires instead of, you know, chasing after things just for the satisfaction of others. Where are you at now?
Still about 2. I really feel it in my solar plexus area.
Okay, so we're going to take a quick break again here, and if you want to hang on the line, Phil and I'll work on that. I'm just getting that a lot of that solar plexus energy that you're feeling is actually coming from your childhood. And so we'll work on that a little bit on the break, Phil and I, and when we come back, we'll talk about that some more. So we'll be right back after this short break, and we'll make some more energetic shifts, more people making more money. Having more fun.
Just an old-fashioned love song playing on the radio, and wrapped around the music is the sound
sound of someone promising they'll never come. You swear you've heard it before, it slowly rambles on.
A word of caution, if you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
Are you ready for a radical shift in your way of being? Are you seeking a more deeply connected and fulfilling life? Awakened Living Radio is a show dedicated to helping you embrace a life filled with profound peace, connection, and happiness. TJ Woodward is passionate about helping you find your clarity, balance, and purpose. Join co-host TJ Woodward and Dr. Pat Basile on the first Monday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific Time for Awakened Living Radio on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Get into it for 2016. Do you want more prosperity, clarity, energy, and balance in your life? Join Lynn Brown now through March for one of her amazing workshops, each focusing on a key part of living your best life. For more information and to register for one of these amazing workshops, visit LynnBrownEvent.com. That's LynnBrownEvent.com. And get into it this 2016 with Lynn Brown.
Do you want the freedom to spend more time with your loved ones? Travel the world? Live spontaneously? Get ready, because the Chip Justice Show is here. Hosts Dr. Pat Basile and Chip Justice can help you build meaningful success while embracing life. Living a life you love is the end game in this new, inspirational, and empowering show. Positive changes for a life you'll love. Tune in every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit PositiveChangeInstitute.co for more information.
Siegel, co-host one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with a God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
You got attitude? Keys to the rescue. Adjust your attitude with Keys Clear Protein Waters. So refreshing. Just a few sips of Keys will give you a whole new outlook, thanks to 22 grams of the happiest protein on earth. Tongue-tingling tasty without the guilt of naughty or nasty ingredients. If that doesn't put a smile on your face, maybe you need to drink too. Put a little woohoo in your attitude with Keys Protein Water. On Amazon or at Keys, K-E-E-S, please, .com.
You know I was broke down, I had hit the ground. I was crying now, I couldn't make no sound. No one hears the silence is collecting. You know I had lost hope, I was all alone. Never been so long till you came along.
This is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. I have my guest here, Phil Free, and we also have Barbara on the line. And Phil, you and I were working on the issue of her solar plexus, where she's just trying to let go of this last little bit. So go for it. Tell her what you picked up and what you shifted here.
Okay, so I just note the correlation with the solar eclipse that she was talking about. So again, the idea is that you're eclipsing the things in your heart, solar, again, so let's just get that neutral. The eclipse is over, and you can move forward and let your heart shine, let your solar plexus breathe and be.
Yeah, that's good advice. Breathe and be. How are you doing, Barbara?
Well, when he just said that, I just felt a release.
Yeah, Thank you so much for calling in. We appreciate your time and energy, and I'm really glad that you had such a good time at the Energetic Upgrade Seminar. Yeah, and our online program is going to be out at the end of April. We're really excited about that. So, you know, if other people that want to know more about Energetic Upgrade Seminars, you can go to energeticupgrade.com. And you can, there will be a seminar coming up in Canada in October, so you can get the information for that there. Thank you for calling in, Barbara. And Phil, I really want you to get these last few minutes in to really, you know, shift people on money here so that people can start having more fun, less worry.
All right, so you were talking at one point before the break about the money being a vote, like voting how the future is going to be created, and that's great, and that's very accurate, because you know, you can put it hand in hand with what I've said on your radio show many times about we're creating our reality and with our thoughts. So, you know, there's, you know, that's where it starts, and you know, there's a few elements to it too, and one of them is also our money, and by supporting the people and the companies that we, you know, that are strong and are strong for us and for the world, we vote that those world, that those companies become stronger. And if we, you know, if we don't, you know, buy into like the less quality stuff, maybe some of the fast foods or something like that kind of thing. Sorry, I don't want to rip anybody, but you know who you are. And, you know, then those won't be as powerful, you know, because they won't get as much of our energy from our money. So again, it's like we really shape the world with our money and our thoughts first, then our money, and so many other things too. But we start with those things. So every dollar we spend, every cent goes into supporting somebody or making an exchange with somebody or some entity. Is it a good one? That's the question we want to ask. Is it a win-win or a win-win-win, as you say?
Mm-hmm. Well, because with every, like, this is a big part of it. Like, there's so much talk around the world right now about the economy, and, you know, and I've traveled a lot, and I've been to a lot of countries where people have, you know, I just came back from Peru, and these people were living in a shack, and they have, you know, no electricity in it, and they're all together as a family, and they're, what I noticed is they were having a lot of fun together. I'm sure they have their arguments and stuff, you know, but like you see them all day long and the kids are all kind of hanging out with each other and doing things together. And, you know, it really teaches you, like, if you go without electricity and you go without communication for a few days, even, you start to notice that it's not that, you know, how fast paced our society is, when you have to almost remove yourself from that pace to be able to recognize what it is like to not have all, you know, that information pouring in continuously. Information is energy, and energy is information. And so a lot of people, what I'm, you know, picking up, like a lot of people say they want to win $1 million or, gee, I wish I had more money, but they can't tell you at all what they would do with it. Explain to us why that's important.
Well, yeah, because you just mentioned it. We get caught in the pursuit of money. We get caught in the frenzy that you're talking about of society and everything else. We get caught in this idea that, oh, yeah, we got to jump on this rat race, on this wheel, you know, and start running around, you know. And it's, again, it's just so far removed from all the basic living that you're talking about, like the people in Peru that you're referring to and everything else, and the community and everything else. And to me, that comes first, you know. And I'm not opposed to technology or electricity by any means or anything like that.
No, especially not in Arizona in the summer, right?
No, I mean, so we have, you know, so we, you know, so again, we have electricity within our bodies. So again, electricity is part of nature as well. So I'm not, there's nothing wrong with electricity, but again, it's just understanding, you know, human values first and foremost, and our own energy and managing it well. If we do, then life will be better. If we support things that we don't enjoy, or, you know, we're sitting there complaining about, you know, the quality of food in our country, but then we're supporting the poor quality places, then we have nothing to complain about, you know.
Yeah, and this is really something that's really interesting. You know, our rainforests are being decimated for palm oil, mostly, and you know, that palm oil is what's used in what most people refer to as junk food, like processed foods and all of that.
Sure.
And so, while the rainforest is being annihilated, so that we can grow more palm oil, we are also killing off many medicines, and that, and it's kind of like, it's, when you look at it, it's so so stupid, really,
right.
To annihilate all these medicines,
right.
And you know, for something that is going to make us
right.
sick, and then we're going to need the medicines, but we're not going to have the medicines because we've annihilated them to be sick by eating them.
So exactly,
it's a cycle.
Exactly. So all the more important that we break the cycle by making strong decisions, because every time we support something weak, we continue that cycle. You see, if we're supporting, you know, people with all these junk food that, you know, they're using the palm oil, then yes, that's supporting cutting down the rainforest. Whereas if we stop buying that junk food, that's, you know, then they won't, the demand won't be there. And those people will be like, okay, we'll have to make money elsewhere. You know, it's like, it's, you know.
So yeah, what I'm getting is like, what I'm picking up here is a major weakness then for a lot of people is the we and they, because a lot of times people will say, you know, they are doing this and they are doing that. Who's they?
Well, again, it's just like, it's so simple. Again, think of the exchange. Let's not mystify this. Let's not demonize people. Again, we're at fault for a lot of the society that we've created. So let's start with ourselves. Let's look at the power of our dollar, of our purchase, of whatever currency you have in your hand or in your bank account, that, you know, you have power with that. And again, just create fair exchanges. Well, I know there's a lot of, you know, things where you have to search deep in society because, you know, a lot of poor quality things, you know, but nevertheless, you know, when people increase their own standards, and, you know, all standards will increase around them, you know, the more people do it. So,
and I know you're really like, we're really short on time here probably, but just really quickly, I know you're really, interested in doing a lot of projects with sustainable living, and just tell us about your latest one here.
So, yeah, I'm in the middle of a straw bale project. So, again, we talk about imagination. So imagine it. Okay, then you put the energy into it, money and everything, and everybody's coming together. It's been a great community. It's been fantastic so far. Everybody has been, you know, I've only had to reach people I know to make this happen. And everybody, you know, I've gotten to know through those people, and the process have been, you know, very good. And all this has been, you know, started in my mind, and then, you know, started by supporting the certain people, putting my money, you know, in certain people, and everything's been going splendidly.
And so what are you building?
A straw bale dance studio / guest house.
Awesome. And so, you know, tell us what's special about doing with straw bales.
Well, a lot of things. I mean, it's more environmentally friendly in many ways than a lot of the other construction stuff. Actually, it's quite a cost saver compared to a lot of other things, a lot of other materials and things like that. There's a lot of earthy feel to it, aesthetically, holistically, feels pretty good.
What about the insulation factor?
Yeah, definitely insulates very well. It both keeps the heat out and the cold out, you know, whenever, so it keeps it pretty regulated in there. It's a pretty good thing. I mean, anybody can do their research on it, and, you know, there's other forms of that. At some point, I'd like to do a rammed earth construction too, so I encourage people to look these things up and, you know, find out how people have been doing things for thousands of years. You know, this is just kind of molding the new with the old, really, you know, using modern tools to make, you know, use an old natural concepts to put it all together. It's really,
I love that. It feels so super strong. It feels like that when you're in that building, the energy in that building would be so much different than one that was constructed out of, you know, fiberglass. And you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, certainly.
Yeah. And so, you know, that's something that we need to be aware of, all of us, is that we are the best investment is to invest in yourself. And investing in yourself for many people doesn't mean just investing in themselves, actually, but investing, keeping in mind the future in mind for our children. And so,
sure.
You know, doing that. So, Phil, we've run out of time here. So thank you so much for being on the show and talking about all this. And thank you for the callers calling in. This is Colette Marie Stephan. You're listening to The Truth is Funny. We'll be back next Wednesday. Bye for now.
You've been listening to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The Truth Is Funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.